Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July 29th, 2023. And we're going to do a two-parter again. I have another question that came to me from a man named Hansen in Southern California. And he wanted to know a couple of things, and they were very, very good questions. And I thought, well, you know, the best way to answer this is in a two-parter, and I think that's where we're going. I don't know where Hansen lives specifically, but in Southern California. He had a very long email, and I'm not going to share all of it with you, just this one part. The first question, he says, I don't get it. And it's interesting he should say that because I just finished a commentary on getting it. It's just amazing how everything just dovetails into oneness. So he says, how am I supposed to live? I have to fight for everything I get. And even then, it doesn't seem fair. Where is the fairness? And then he goes into government and all that other usual stuff that people do. Hansen, I don't know what to say to you because I don't know much about your life. All I know is your political and social points of view. But fighting for your life is the thing that drew me to this question. And I understand that it is difficult. Believe me, I do. I live off of donations. Can you imagine that? So it's hard work. To try to help people. And the effort is not to be right and to fight for what is right. This is a very difficult thing for the average Westerner to understand. I have struggled with it myself over the years, and what has happened has been so beautiful. Everything unfolds just as it's supposed to. And if you learn how to live in the order of life, without hesitation and without any sense of being intimidated by the outer world and its accoutrement of hate, then you have a way of opening up the universe, the life, the source, as I call it, to flow into your life. And then the object of that effort is after it starts flowing, you have to start giving. And that is the difficulty. You have to become a vessel, shall we say, where you take what is given to you and you allow it to flow through your life. And you find wonderful ways to give. To give of yourself, to give of everything for the sake of a gratitude for having everything you have and getting everything you get. It is a form of a tremendous gratitude. So if you don't get it, it's because it's hard for people who believe that they have to fight to earn a living, to sustain a lifetime. They have to fight for it. And I understand how difficult this can be. I really do. And I don't want to make you feel like I don't get it because I do. But you have to get it. I have lived for, 50 years of my career being open to some source. I don't know how to put it into words because for me it's inexplicable. Some source that is living within the midst of me and in the midst of all of us that would supply us with everything we need and then some. As Jesus said, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It does happen that way. So what I'm saying to you is it would take a tremendous change in your attitude for any of this to become true to you. And I don't know if that is something you're interested in. I don't know if that is something you can even do. I don't know. I don't know you. To be honest with you, most people can't do it. In fact, they refuse to do it, and because they do that, they limit the ability they have to bring into this world kindness, compassion, authenticity, and generosity. And it's a form of mercy. I'm going to say this to you, Hanson. It's all about mercy. And I hope I can convey this to you. I had to learn many, many things in the course of my lifetime. My parents died when I was very, I was in my late teens, early 20s when they both died in a matter of 6 months. Not that that mattered, really, because I found out, you know, you have to live on your own anyway. So it was an early kind of boot out of the nest, is the way I looked at it. And then after that, I had to learn what no one could teach me about money, about how to deal with money, how to live with it, and more importantly, how to use it mercifully. That was the big key. Could I be merciful in using money to serve humankind? And it took years for me to understand how that principle really worked. So it's a simple one, Hanson. It's as you give, so shall you receive. Now, the proportion of the giving is against the tide, usually, of a person's fears. So people don't give willingly. They give with hesitation and doubt. And because of that, it limits their ability to receive, and it limits their ability to allow the flow to come back to them. You're in a flow, and you must be in that flow by giving and receiving and no longer weighing the fact of how much you gave in proportion to how much you receive. You just receive and you just give. And when you see the chance to give and to receive, you simply do so, not with the idea of greed or malice in any way, but in the form of a mercy, that mercy has been bestowed upon you. And it is your job to give that mercy now to someone else. If you can do that, if you can, you don't even have to, I'll be honest with you, you don't even have to understand it. You really don't. All you have to do is do it. And it does the doing for you. I don't think understanding, intellectual understanding, genetic acuity understanding will ever allow a person to truly give. But if you can just give bypassing your genetics, your idea of right and wrong, your idea of good and bad, and fighting for what is right, as you say in your email, if you can give that up for the sake of just being a giver, a person who is in the flow of life, not attaching themselves to the outcome, then and only then do you put yourself, posture yourself in a different place within that allows you to have many experiences that are beyond money, wealth, and even human happiness. There is so much more. If I have experienced it, if I can do it, I believe anyone can do it. It's like riding a bicycle. You got to get on it. You got to fall down a few times, but you got to get on the bike of loving and giving and do it because you can. If you can do that, if you are willing to do that, then something of the other shore will come into your life. It's all there. The question is, will I allow it to be there and replace my greed, my insecurity, and what I want to call my happiness? Happiness is a quality of consciousness. It's not what happens to us. It is what has happened to us. And that makes a difference. I'm out of here. I will answer the second part of your question tomorrow. And I hope that we have some listeners who might be interested. And I want to thank you for your listening, Hanson. I do appreciate it. Please forgive me, all of you. See you tomorrow. Namaste.